Here with me in this interview is Undersecretary for Rural Development, Thomas Doar. And Secretary, I guess I'd like to first ask you to talk about the upcoming Rural Renaissance Conference, I think it's called. It's going
right.
to be in St. Louis.
Right. This is a jointly sponsored USDA DOE energy conference designed to focus on what it's going to take to aggressively build out and develop this new energy business that's largely focused in rural America, built around, and this conference is going to focus primarily on biomass and electricity and wind and anaerobic digesters, that sort of thing. We've got a great slate of folks committed to speaking there. Bob Lane, CEO of John Deere, Patricia Wirt, CEO of ADM, Chuck Holliday, CEO of DuPont, Vinod Khosla, a renowned venture capitalist who is going to bring an interesting perspective. Red Cavaney is coming, who is the CEO of the American Petroleum Institute. First time we've had him engaged in that organization, engaged in a public discussion with rural interest in a long time, along with a whole host of others. And so it should be a jam-packed, fun conference.
Who are the target audience for this particular conference that are being invited in?
Actually, the conference is open to the public. We want anybody and everybody to who feels comfortable in joining us to come. It's down at St. Louis. It's not a far trip. We know that the timing is a little difficult relative to harvest, but we're particularly interested in not just producers, but everyone who could be involved in the financing industry, the infrastructure development industry, any aspect of it that creates an opportunity for rural America. And those organizations, we think, need to get insight into the development of this industry so that they can take part and participate in it as well.
Can you make a comment about what's being done by your department and USDA overall and the area of helping with the production and growth in renewable energy and ways to help encourage the growth and development of that sector of the business?
I'd like to point out that it was literally back in June of 1999, right here in these grounds, the President Bush announced his candidacy for president. Then he went up straight to Des Moines, and the very first thing he said was, I support renewable energy because it's good for the environment, good for the economy, and good for farmers. And that has been energy, and an energy initiative and energy security has been a commitment of this administration from the get-go. What we have done is develop a host of things through what Secretary Johans and others have done, but they focused on financing the commercial development of renewable energy, whether it's biomass or wind, some geothermal, or a host of a lot of anaerobic digesters. But we're also trying to construct a policy dialogue to facilitate getting through the bumps and the hurdles that impede the development of it. And the President's Advanced Energy Initiative, which is focusing $250 million on clean technologies and particularly cellulosic energy, is just an example of that sort of commitment. So we're looking at it from research, an expanded research initiative, to commercialization assistance, to developing a policy that facilitates the transition into the system of these new energy production mechanisms.
Can you make some comments to the concerns some people seem to have over the fact that we're converting a commodity that's consumable into fuel and what impact that may have?
Certainly. I mean, I think that's a great question. And I think what's important to point out, first of all, that apparently, every time we've turned around and tried to implement a new policy, we've still never been able to get the market up and hold it up strongly for corn. Somehow, the industry, the breeders and the producers all figure out how to produce enough corn. But secondly, I think it's important to realize that, you know, when we used to need 3,200 calories because we were walking behind a horse and a mule, if we have 3,200 calories now, we look like the back end of a horse or a mule. And what we're really doing is we're transitioning from producing energy for calories to energy for BTUs. It's not all going to come from corn. We all know that. We all know that the market will force adjustments. But there's clear that the energy resource that's available in the cellulosic material that we grow all around this country clearly gives us a lot of latitude and gives us a lot of leverage to produce this liquid fuels and other renewable resources to mitigate a lot of these energy and national security issues, which are really the underlying driver of all of this.
Well, thank you very much, Secretary. That's Secretary Thomas Dorr. He's Undersecretary for Rural Development. Here at the Farm Progress Show, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.